Ski. Hey, what she look like? Hey, she got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two beast things. Two beast things. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two beast things.
She was sucking dick. Damn. And I was at wondering, work? Was it? I don't know. That's why I should ask her. Was it at work or not? I should ask,
you suck dick at work. Your ass don't give a fuck about nothing.
She's straight. She walked board the bar. I'm going to ask her. Was she asking us to suck our dicks, or she was like, was that an invitation?
So you just wanted it to be known that you suck dick at work.
Yeah, what was the point of her telling us?
Like, we ain't buying you no lunch, but that's cool. You feel me?
I suck dick. Like, oh.
What's going on, Coop? Andra up there glowing like a motherfucking star. She looks so pretty.
That shit had me all fucked up in my head the whole day, too.
Because you wanted to ask her, like,
why would you say that?
Oh,
shit. I am married. I would never take that offer.
I don't know. I think he'd do some shit like that.
That's strange. What was the point?
Because she wanted to suck some dick, and she wanted you to know. She probably wanted to suck your dick. Because who say shit like that? Right. You advertising because you want a nigga to know shit. That's how you get off.
No, that's a different girl. She's a manager at our position. She's a manager
at our position. This nigga Tumbo be getting all the hoes with his merry ass. Like, I want to be like you.
I don't know why they be doing it at my job. Like,
I want to be like you.
And I'm like, I think it's because my faithfulness and everything. So that's what it is.
It's attractive.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's just. You wearing it at work? Nah, I don't wear my ring at work.
About to say, you got on sweatpants.
I wear a lot of sweatpants.
Yeah, that's what they be on. Like, this nigga advertising. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, that's the only clothes I got to work in. See, the thing about it, I leave work at like.
I pulled up on a nigga yesterday. His shit was about to drop out his fucking shorts. I would have killed him, okay? Like, oh no, you out of order.
You expect, see, my wife don't expect because she be knocked out. All right,
let me see. Like, turn around.
My
sit down.
My wife do expect my underwear. It's like, if I wear a certain type of underwear, she's like, you're not wearing that. No, because some of my underwears be loose. And they be loose, so you can definitely see what's cracking.
Oh, so no, don't feel like, bad.
Nah, nigga, you ain't wearing them drawers. Them your freak drawers.
I just put on these certain type of fucking leggings before I left out. My little brother just dog kicked the shit out of me. Yeah, I like comfortable.
You're like, nah, nigga, like. It's a wrap.
As soon as your ass in a certain motherfucking environment or the temperature is a certain motherfucking degree, yeah. Like, oh no, get the fuck in the house before I kill your ass. And I'm not playing.
And I work with a lot of Gualas, Middle Easterns. This dude named Parker, he be called Gualas.
I thought Gualas was Mexican.
I don't know. He called Gualas.
I thought the Gualas was the Mexican.
He was like, they them damn Gualas.
The motherfucking Gualas.
I was like, what the hell is that? But he can't, like, them niggas be standing though.
Do you be racist sometimes? Because sometimes I be racist as fuck. Like, I never peeped that shit about me till one of my white friends was like, bitch, like, you really like that. And I'm like, what? Like, I always been like that.
I could be a cop.
I'm a little racist.
I'll put white people over, I'll be fucking them up.
I'm dead.
Crew? Yeah, I don't. See,
they don't love us no more. They said, fuck us.
Let's talk about what happened between our two of our coworkers.
Yes, please. Let's tap on that because I was looking like when he said that one shit, I'm like, who are you talking about? But I can't really say shit for real because that's still my cousin, nigga. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like, nigga, like, what, dog?
So, our two coworkers, co-hosts, had an incident.
Okay, true. We're running through every fucking body.
Y'all was definitely running through some people.
Coop and Crump.
Cupid Crown.
God damn. That's all I'm like. When I thought they was cool.
I laughed. It was funny to me. So, Coop.
I mean, not Coop. We said Scoob and Crump.
Yeah.
I was looking at you, but I was thinking Scoob.
Lucky I was the same thing.
She like, not my motherfucking Coop, bitch. No, yeah, Scoob and Crump.
I was thinking of Scoob.
Right, right, right. We the both did girl, that silly shit. Crystal.
Girl, yeah. Girl. Yeah. She said, what she say? She said something on Facebook. I can't, that's
it. It was something. Man, look, yeah, okay? And that shit was just like, I'm like, I'm so damn dingy. I'm like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? Talking about, yeah, yo homegirl. And I'm like, my homegirl? And I'm looking like, my homegirl who? He said some old rude ass shit. And I'm like, we cool, but that's still my cousin. Yeah, like, we can't do the, you know, if y'all disrespect each other, y'all disrespect each other, but I'm not going to sit and listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
I did.
I don't do the gossip, well, you know?
That shit.
No, that was on Facebook. That was on Facebook back and forth. I'm reading all the motherfucking comments like, oh, shit, this is real. Right, so that's what I thought, too.
He rubbed her the wrong way. No, he rubbed her the wrong way. From what I see, he rubbed her the wrong way. She made a status about something. Even to me, I was like, huh?
I can't even remember the status. I just remember what he said.
Sexist type shit. That's when I was in my sexist period. I was like, what?
Okay.
And I was like, eh, I ain't gonna say nothing because I already know where it's gonna go. So she said, baby girl, you sound like you need a man or something. He was messing with. You could tell, like, you know, okay, you could tell he was messing with.
Yeah, she kind of took it serious.
She took that shit serious. Yeah, and then she said something to him. He was like, baby girl, you need to rub your rocks or something.
Yeah, charge your crystals or some shit like that.
That's what he said.
I'm like, okay.
Charge your crystals. When he get back, I'm going to ask him, tell him what to say.
That's the one thing I pride myself on. Mind your motherfucking business. And I do that.
He said, charge your crystals. That shit had me laughing because my cousin believed in the crystals. And I'll say that shit. She be charging that shit on full moon. That shit be funny as hell. Like, that shit ain't gonna work.
They be like, the retrograde is.
It don't work at all, baby.
Has me in my feelings, and I'm like, damn.
I
understand that shit. I just be like,
I think so. He said something.
No, he told her to just charge them.
Charge your crystals and take a goat bath or some shit.
Yeah, some shit he said. It was I ain't gonna say it was mean, but it was like really
funny,
offensive to people who, you know, take that kind of shit. So you cannot just go around offending people. You know what I'm saying? And she is a Gemini. I don't know how people know how they operate. Look, okay, like it's look, okay. It's like shit. If it get like that, it's been like that. You feel me?
And that's how.
Yeah, but if I can find it,
I can say it word for word.
Man, that shit's so far back.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, probably like. I want to believe you did. Let me check my phone because I did all type of shit in there. Yeah, and I'm like, damn. So does this mean that it's over with for us? You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Cause nigga, we like a motherfucking dynamic duo. I mean, not duo, but you know what I'm saying, nigga. We the clique. You feel me? Like, damn.
I want them both back on so they can argue. That shit was funny as hell.
Come on, dog. You just always gotta be ignorant going against the fucking grain, bro.
That shit funny as fuck.
No, it's not, dog. That wasn't funny at all. You so out of fucking order.
She said some funny shit. We had me cracking up. He said some funny stuff. So it was like, hey, may the best win.
We ain't got no emails. I miss our emails. Like,
we got
some
boss. I don't know where they at. It's been so long. Like, it's been since June.
Right? That's why I'm like, I'm looking at August and shit like, okay.
One person said,
I miss our emails. We ain't got no more from the basement family. Nope. Hey, they was lit.
Did you know they doing well from last time I heard from them? No, they both got the, they got, it's both of them, all four of them. There's four of them. Yeah, they still do their little thing from the last time they said something.
Do they still, it's a year later, y'all still live in their basement?
It's still,
They probably live in the upstairs room now. They got their cheese now.
So you ain't gonna have my motherfucking baby in no goddamn basement, horse. That's all like nigga shit. Y'all, text damn, time to come through. Funny.
But
it's a pandemic outside, nigga. Like,
or got another house, but the basement, it was finished. It wasn't like no dripping pole. Like, it was a finished basement.
You know, basements been flooding and shit lately.
True.
Okay.
Man, my basement.
They don't stay in Michigan. Oh, they don't.
My basement flooded. Nah, they stay somewhere else.
No, he still ain't about to have me fucking in no goddamn basement like a sex slave, nigga. Fuck y'all, nigga. I'm coming upstairs.
Yeah, we talking about R. Kelly. I don't think he was a pedophile rapist.
Nah, I'm coming the fuck upstairs, 66. Bitch. You ain't gonna have me down in no fucking basement.
65%.
Fuck is you talking
he's
about right
that
now?
He's gonna put 65% of the blame on R. Kelly for all the shit that he is into, and the rest of the shit. He's not blaming R. Kelly.
65%
is a good number, though.
65 is a good
number.
More than half. I blame him half because he was an adult.
Okay, so you got a daughter.
Yes.
You got a daughter.
If she dumb enough to be the king of the nigga.
No. Because sometimes the bitch will get just dickmatized. I ain't calling all kids out there, no. But
somebody gonna call her that one.
Sometimes the motherfucker, sometimes the shit just be that good. I'll be going crazy as fuck.
Would you be in a cage?
Hell, bitch. I wish a nigga would. Put me in a cage. Let me see how my daddy feel about this. Hold up. That shit, buck. They need to go to fuck the jail.
You are in there, you thinking that it's gonna be something different, and now he got you doing some more shit. You, and
it's
you
like,
can't get out.
It's like once you over the age of 18, in my opinion, you can. Like, no, bitch, you was in there for a check. You thought that nigga was gonna give it up. Yeah, you knew what the fuck time it was, ho. Shit, flat out. Y'all was too old, okay?
We was way too old. He like, I'm a little passionate.
Right.
But you just like, no.
If you ain't got teen in your age, he don't want no pussy from you.
No.
We was too old.
Yeah, I give him 65. The first time he messed with a little kid, I give him a pass. I always give the person a pass when the first time.
No, because like where do your conscience?
But no, you never know.
Used to violate him. That's why he's fucked up in the head originally.
Oh yeah,
but still,
true.
You know what's right and you know what's wrong.
But no, I'm just saying though, like you never know.
That's a bullshit ass excuse.
No,
that's a bullshit ass excuse. Not to just put my shit on the floor, but I done experienced some bold ass shit when I was younger, but I don't go around touching kids. Like, nigga, is you fucking crazy? Weird ass nigga. You fucking weird. Flat out.
But no, I'm saying, like,
you fucking weird, bro.
The first underage girl, I give him a pass because.
No, because.
Know, but I'm saying, you never know. The girl probably looked 27, but she was 16. She probably lied and said I was 27.
No, nigga, I showed you for my fucking ID. And shit.
Cause I see that.
I want to see yours, nigga.
No, girls be looking old.
No, these motherfuckers be thick as fuck. Like, goddamn. Talking about she 15. Get your ass in the house.
Yeah, she don't look like she's 18. Yeah,
like, I wants to talk about that, cause how you fuck your stepdaddy?
No, stepdaddy and goddaddy.
How you fuck this nigga though? Like, what's in your motherfucking mind that just made him sexually attracted to you and you?
His penis went inside and like.
How you get there though? How do you get there? Like, this is your stepfather. This is your godfather,
alcohol,
or whoever.
Little
nah, bitch, you been wanting to fuck that grown ass man for a minute.
That's crazy. I was telling him about that dude.
Where the fuck is the loyalty? Cause like, nigga, you really fucked your mama, nigga. Like, you fucked your mama, nigga.
But she like, y'all just mad because he probably went down on all y'all mamas and bagged
them. That's how that nigga looks sick, bitch. Couldn't breathe on me. Fuck is you talking about? You cannot stand next to me. Fuck is you talking about? Your ass the fuck up out of here, nigga. You're not even the caliber of nigga I would. You like, nigga? No. On a drunk night. on a drunk night, hey, nigga. You couldn't pump the gas.
That nigga okay? Nasty. Who else? You seen a dude that was on YouTube talking about R. Kelly was where R. Kelly went wrong. He was like, that nigga was like how to be a pedophile. Like, he was giving a blueprint.
Oh, no, see, niggas like that need to burn the fucking hell.
That nigga died. That nigga was wild. Like,
niggas like that need to burn the fucking hell.
I'm a nasty nigga.
Hell.
I was like, damn, it was making me cringe. Like,
I wonder how many motherfuckers. I wouldn't even watch no shit like that.
There's a lot of niggas out there.
I'm a firm believer in the shit that you consume.
But no, I watched
that shit,
because,
you know,
you came like, man, this nigga boy, like, you like, no, this nigga trolling, dog. That nigga was deadly. He was too detailed not to be that serious. Right, like, nigga, like, he was saying, like.
But, you know, they starting to make that shit, like, LGBTQ, they starting to make that, like a status or something. Pedophilia.
Pedophilia?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but see.
You would be so surprised. Can marry you and fuck.
In other countries,
you would be
that
so
shit,
fucking
that
surprised.
Shit,
I want to see. I'm gonna keep watching. CNN. Watch. They're gonna be trying to pass the motherfucking bill. You keep your eyes open.
They are.
They're gonna be trying to pass the bill where that shit is okay and accepted. Okay. I'm gonna tell you what. I don't got shit against the LGBT community. Nothing that, like, you know, I have so many gay family members, so many transgender friends, and them hoes as bad as a motherfucker. But I got so many, like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you what. If I'm at the mall and I take my niece to the mall and a grown-ass man walk in the bathroom and he think he supposed to be in there because he got his titties done and you got a wig on, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to smash you.
This is funny. How the fuck, like,
I'm going to pop it off like a fake nail on that bitch because you going too fucking far.
So, like, she would say something. She's like,
Yeah, exactly. Like, look at that fucking Adam's apple. Yeah. No, for real. My baby's smart as hell. Oh, my baby's smart as hell. And they'll tell you, like, don't, like, straight up, like, don't he got a dick? Why he in here? Like, TT, he got a dick. He in here with us. Why he in here?
That nigga, Dave Chappelle said, how the fuck Bruce Jenner win woman of the year and nigga was in with a woman for the whole fucking year?
That's the only motherfucker in my ass that can wish themselves a fucking Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Other than that, don't bring your ass in here with that shit. Get the fuck on. If you ain't Bruce Jenner, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to motherfucking hear that shit. Shut it the fuck up. Okay?
But that's just funny to be like. It's,
dog.
I was reading an article.
So sensitive, like, bitch, you in here taking dick and you can't take a joke? The right. Fuck is wrong with you?
Like, the nigga was like, they was mad that, what was the nigga with the mask? Michael Myers?
Yeah.
He killed two gay people and they was pissed about that.
Well,